would go. Go. Hey Hollywood, hey Hollywood go. Go.
All right, so we are back for another week of tailgate debates. Yeah, been kind of
just waking up again, huh?
Yeah, been kind of out with some illnesses, particularly me.
Particularly Ben. I've been fine, by the way.
Yeah, Matt's doing good, looking good as always.
Thank you. You too, actually. Nice haircut.
Thanks, Matt.
It's good to have you back. Back in New York. He's been in LA for a week, just hanging out.
Yeah, just hanging out. But yeah, so show should be back to on a weekly basis, so hopefully we can keep that going for you guys.
We apologize for the inconvenience the last couple weeks, but we are back.
And to bear some more bad news to start the show, Boston Red Sox won the World Series last night.
Well, we kind of saw that one coming.
Yeah, but still bad news.
The Dodgers, losing 4-1, not even putting up a fight. They did that 18-inning ball game was something else, though.
Yeah, longest ever. Like what? Seven hours. Dude,
7 hours, 20 minutes, something like that.
Did you see that?
Cow.
I don't remember what year it was. Like 1937. Yeah, World Series. Like that one game was longer than that
the
whole series.
World Series.
So absurd. But I don't know. Boston's a good team. One of the
most wins.
Probably the
season.
Best team I've seen in my time.
What, 119 total wins this year?
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
How many
good.
Games did they lose? Toe. They lost two postseason games?
Yeah, one to Boston. Or one to
did
the
they,
Yankees.
Did they lose two to Astros? Or?
No, they lost like four or five. But still, great season.
Yeah, great.
David Price showed up in the World Series, so good.
Three wins in this postseason.
Yeah, that's a first.
Wow.
That's a first. David
He's
Price
rewriting his history.
Yeah, I have to give it to Clayton Kershaw, actually, too. Clayton Kershaw has had some rough postseason starts, and he kind of brought it together the last couple series for the Dodgers.
Yeah, but then the Dodgers, they never change, huh, in the postseason?
Yeah, always joking. Always we talked about their joking.
What, they choked in the last World Series, too?
Did you see the Rangers tweeted? It was like, on Tuesday nights, we hold a convention for back-to-back World Series losses at Dodgers. Hope to see you there.
Rangers making jokes.
Yeah.
Why not?
good old baseball social media. Speaking of good social media here, I don't know who all saw this. There was a commercial release hyping up the I'm going to call it the GOAT game.
That is the GOAT game.
The GOAT game. Brady versus Rogers next week. But it started off with
Brady's better.
Yeah, okay, whatever. We'll get into that. Started off with Michael Jordan talking for about 25 seconds about, the GOAT, like how you decide, the titles, the stats, they wear the same numbers. Well, it's time to meet a head-to-head, and then boom, Brady, Rogers.
It's good. That's just good advertising.
Pretty clever. Pretty clever to NBC.
And I'm pretty sure everyone else was going to watch that game no matter what.
Yeah,
Michael Jordan made that commercial 100%.
Or not. 100%. So it's going to be such a good game, especially when Rogers proves his dominance.
I think the Patriots are going to win that game.
I think
Patriots offense is insane right now.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to show up like none other. He had that accident last night with Ty Montgomery where it was a little bit of a fumble towards the end of the game.
Do you see him on the TV?
Oh, I saw him.
Didn't even get to go on it. I bet if he got to go back onto that field for those 2 minutes where they were down a touchdown, not even.
They were down 2 points. All they needed was a field goal.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, 50 yards, and not even 50 yards, if they would have just needed it, taking the 25.
It's easy. Yeah. They would have beat the Rams.
Yeah.
But the Rams defense always forcing those fumbles.
Also adding to why Aaron Rodgers and the GOAT for being in that game. But, I think it's two different types of quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to have all the accolades that Tom Brady has. He'll never catch that. But him being so dominant with the football in his hands, no matter – the situation, no matter if he's injured, late game, you name it, what he can do with the football, it hasn't been done. I mean, Tom Brady's good, played in a very good system, but Tom Brady gets hurt, and Patriots still going to have a winning record, no matter if I'm their quarterback, you know?
Very true.
But
if Aaron, we've seen in the past, once Aaron Rodgers goes down, the whole team takes a fall. Like, as soon as he went out last year, you knew they weren't making the playoffs.
Not a chance.
You knew they were done.
So, I don't know. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to show up. If he doesn't show up when he's in his prime and Brady's, 41, then it's going to kind of put an end to the discussion. It's going to be like, all right, yeah, Brady's good.
This game is a big game for Rodgers to prove that he's
It's only the second time they face off. keep in mind, first time faced off, Rodgers outplayed Brady. Just saying.
Well,
just for your factoids, you can check that.
Factoids.
yeah, more about football from yesterday. Well, I guess was this today that it happened? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
When did Hugh Jackson get fired? Was that?
Oh, today.
That was today. Yeah, today.
Early morning, Browns fired their head coach and their offensive coordinator.
Good move.
3-36-1 in their past couple years.
Okay, but like the team was so bad.
The coach is probably just like, man, I got a couple wins this year, and now they're firing me.
Ty Lue kicked out of Cleveland too. Cleveland.
Wow, it's Cleveland.
All Cleveland just kind of cleaning house.
Tyron Lue happened on Sunday, and then Browns just decided to follow suit.
I kind of saw the Tyron Lue thing happening. I mean,
but look at his resume that he ended with.
Though. Okay, but is that really his resume?
Or LeBron's resume?
Yeah, tell me whose resume that is.
LeBron's.
Thank you. I mean, LeBron.
You think he gets another coaching job?
LeBron.
No. Tyron. Both.
Maybe.
That's actually a good discussion right there. Do you think LeBron would be a good coach when he's done playing?
I don't see him coaching. I think he'll own a franchise.
He'll be like,
I don't think he'll coach.
Probably be like, I can't even think of one. No, I can.
There's one. Like a player coach? Like a good player coach?
Good player coach.
Like Larry Bird was coaching a little bit.
There you go.
Or Jason Kidd's a coach right now. I mean, Tyron Lue played.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah, Magic Johnson coached for a little bit.
Yeah, and now he's an owner of the Lakers.
Yeah, I see LeBron owning a team in the future. I don't see him coaching.
Maybe Cleveland?
Possibly.
I could see that.
Doing it for Akron.
I could definitely see him going back just to help out.
You
not to play. He's done now.
You think Ty Lue gets picked up by someone this year or next year, possibly?
Yeah, he's going to start playing again, actually. actually, I could see, no team's looking for a head coach right now. But I think in the near future, maybe he could be going, maybe do an assistant coach role.
Maybe. I don't know. I could see him going somewhere like Phoenix, just like with that young bunch they have, seeing what he could do.
They are on the rise. That team is going to be good in a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Ayton's pretty filthy.
Devin Booker.
Josh Jackson.
Maybe what if they get Jimmy Butler?
Dude, Jimmy Butler's not going to Phoenix. Speaking of Jimmy Butler, the Minnesota Timberwolves denied 4 first-round picks for Jimmy Butler from the Rockets. What do you think about that?
I don't know. That seems like a lot of first-round picks. Just for
a lot
player.
Of first-round picks.
A lot for just one
and he would
player
only
that's really good. Don't get me wrong.
He's only around for, seven more months, and then he's a free agent. He can go anywhere.
But
that's
4
first-round
picks
said
earlier,
for 7 months.
You got to get something out of him. You don't want him just to walk free.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to walk free. He 100% he's going to walk free. He's not staying in Minnesota. Interested to see what they get out of him. But, I'd say he's top 5 two-way player.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Who do you put above him?
Kawhi.
100%.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
He's a better two-way player.
Well, these are like the leaders of their teams. Like Jimmy Butler is not a leader, you know? He's a hothead. The guy can ball. He's got passion, but he's not a good leader.
Yeah, but send him
not a good teammate.
Send him to Houston. Pretty filthy.
Maybe he could ruin
pretty filthy.
Maybe he could ruin what Houston's already made.
Oh, you think you how? He's an upgraded Trevor Ariza.
No, I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm saying his attitude needs to change.
Yeah.
Like you can't remember like what happened in practice, like going after like the first string, like
saying, I love
like,
that. I absolutely love that.
I think
that.
It's great, good competitiveness, but it's a little too much. Always going to the media, talking about his problems, like come on, man.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. How do you like this new look Laker team?
They've got some bumps.
Dude, I'm buying it.
I like it, but you know, they're again hotheads. You got Rondo spinning on Chris Paul.
Right,
you got Ingram throwing punches for no reason.
Yeah, damn, we didn't get to talk about that yet.
That was a big brawl. That was first of all Ingram running in.
Ingram's back tonight, by the way.
Yeah,
he's back. He's starting.
Of course he will. What? Oh, I remember Sam Del Rio was telling me this the other day about how Brandon Ingram's not a good player. Oh, Oscar was saying that too.
Okay, well, Oscar,
Oscar's
opinion's invalid.
How could you say that Brandon Ingram's not good?
I wouldn't say he's good.
He's definitely good.
He's above average.
There you go.
He can be good.
We'll take that. He can be good in certain situations.
I think LeBron will make him better.
Anyone that plays on LeBron's team is going to get better.
Yeah, like JaVale McGee's been balling out.
Yeah,
no
Lonzo's
offense.
Already playing better, you know?
No offense to your Golden State Warriors, but JaVale's gotten better.
Yeah, he's way better. He's playing with, I don't know. He fits better with that squad.
Yeah.
I mean, the team that he was on, like, his role was very minimal. You know, you just had Steph, KD, Clay, and Draymond doing everything.
Speaking of Steph and KD, Steph is playing like a freaking animal. Meanwhile, KD follows him up. He's low key averaging 31. And I say low key is because Steph's playing better.
Because Steph's averaging 34.
Yeah, but like.
They're what? Steph's number one in the league and Kevin Durant's number three.
Yeah, that's pretty filthy. I mean, it's seven games in, but still. Hey, if they keep anything like this,
no one's going to stop them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're averaging like 120 points a game.
I don't like that, by the way. How the whole NBA, everyone's averaging that much now. Like, I'm watching games, final scores of 141. Like, I've seen a lot of one.
Well, that's just bad defense.
Bad defense.
Like, but also a lot better shooting, though. The players in this league now, man.
Yeah, and it's faster, so there's more possessions. But still, like, that used to be like an all-star game score, you know?
Like, yeah, but now, like, that's like what we see on a regular basis now. Yeah. Like, if you don't score like 100 points in a game, everyone's like, what the heck?
Yeah, the Nuggets actually had like the first four games under people under 100.
Yeah. And then, I mean, they don't have a bunch of huge.
You know who
scores.
Beat them? LeBron and the Lakers.
On the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know who didn't beat them?
The Golden State Warriors. I don't know. I like the Nuggets though. I mean,
I think they got potential. I don't think they're. I think this is just a hot start for them, and they're gonna.
Come on! They'll be a fifth or sixth seed, I think.
Yeah. Like, they're hot right now. Like, they're at the top. You know.
Yeah.
But that's
actually
gonna...
I don't know, because I don't know if Houston's going to be what they were made out to be.
I know. I don't. They do not.
If they can't figure it out. I think a
lot of
people.
But also, Chris Paul got suspended for those couple games. They lost those two. So.
Yeah, but a lot of people are underestimating the loss of Trevor Ariza and Luke Badamute. I mean, two very key 3-and-D players.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they're willing to give up four first-round picks for Jimmy Butler, because they know they need a better.
They need something. They need something. They're missing something now. And
they have no forwards. Like, yeah, you got
James Harden and Chris Paul, but that's not gonna. If you go up against the Warriors, you're gonna get killed.
Because I mean, the Lakers even like
yeah,
who's
better
guard,
teams
who's
that have a better backcourt and stuff like that, you know, better forwards. LeBron, like, who's gonna guard LeBron on that team?
Yeah,
I mean, they have Clint Capella. They have a solid squad, but
you know who I really like right now, and I didn't expect him to fit this well. DeMar DeRozan and the Spurs, and I don't know what Greg Popovich decided to do with DeMar DeRozan, but he is showing how good of a coach he is. It's clicking. Wait.
Already.
San Antonio. Yeah, San Antonio DeMar, way better than Toronto DeMar, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And LaMarcus Aldridge, nice little team they got there.
But we can't count out Toronto because they are still undefeated.
Yeah, Toronto.
And how about the Bucks too?
Yeah, I mean, they got Giannis.
Antetokounmpo.
I don't know if I'm a believer in the Bucks. I really don't know.
I'm not a huge believer either. I think it's just, again, a hot start.
I think Milwaukee will be like a fourth seed.
Which is pretty good for them. Yeah. But the East also, like.
East isn't too much.
And I don't see, the Sixers aren't playing the best ball either.
Sixers are going to figure it out. But until Ben Simmons can shoot the basketball.
That's what we said.
They won't get anywhere. I watched his jump shot. It's not even just a jump shot. Like, the way he's defended, like, no one's even close to him. Like. He struggles getting in the hoop because everyone knows that's all he can do.
Yeah, they literally leave him open on the 3-point line.
Yeah,
if he can start shooting that,
you know who actually really improved the 3-point game who couldn't before was Rondo.
Rondo's playing really good.
He's
right
kind of knocking down jumpers here and there. And okay, Rondo. Okay.
Speaking of 3-point shooters, talk about a little bit Kemba Walker.
Yeah,
starting off hot. I mean, his team's not that great.
He doesn't have any help there.
He has no help. But wow, Kemba.
He's a free agent this year.
Yeah.
There's some big free agents, and Kemba's, I'd say, the only
one.
Top
five.
Falling out.
Well, you got Durant, too.
Yeah, okay, Durant. But, like, you got Klay Thompson and Kyrie.
Yeah. Klay's not playing too well.
That's Kyrie. Kyrie's only averaging, like, 14.
Yeah. But look at, he's got a different squad surrounding him. He's just got, like, and so it's tough. I think it's tough for Klay and Kyrie to average just, I mean, but Klay's not in the past.
Klay's shooting, like, 15% from three right now.
He's doing really bad. Really bad. But, Kyrie's got, like, this solid squad around him that he wasn't even with them in the playoffs. And that whole squad just led, Jason Tatum. Like, he led that squad.
Do you think this team becomes Jason Tatum's team?
Yes. I think Kyrie's good. I'm not dishing on Kyrie. I just think that Jason Tatum's playing better ball, and he's only 20 years old.
Yeah,
but he's a beast.
I could see Jason Tatum taking over.
Like, I think Kyrie needs to get back in the swing of things. Gordon Hayward, too, you know. They're just kind of stepping back into the game after getting injured.
I'm very interested to see what the Celtics do this upcoming offseason.
They need to do something.
They have so many guys, and there's so many high-quality free agents. They could, with ease, make a big trade and a big free agent signing and be better than Golden State like that. Sign Anthony Davis, trade for, I don't know, he's in a bad contract right now. I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
Maybe they sign Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson.
Yeah, something like, dude, no, I don't know, they could, because the second one would have to be a trade, because they have, like, say, trade Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. Make yeah. that trade, you know?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good trade for someone trying to get out of a bad contract.
Right. Yeah, that would. Maybe even, what about, like, if they sign Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot. Who else is going to be a free agent? We got
Kyrie, Clay, KD.
Kyrie's going to sign with Boston again.
Yeah. That's what he says.
Kemba?
I say KD's 90% out.
90% out?
Like, he's not coming back to Golden State, 90%.
I don't know about that.
Dude, he just said that he's all about getting the money this upcoming offseason.
He is, but the Klay
Thompson. Klay Thompson just said he's all about getting the money.
They're both about all getting the money.
I get that.
So
they can't be because Steph already got the money.
No, so they already said the Warriors like laid it out. They can give another max contract to either Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson.
I think it'll go Klay Thompson. I think Kevin Durant's gonna dip.
Yeah, if they win again,
I think KD's gonna go either to Miami or New York.
Okay, this is a live update. So we said Klay Thompson's struggling, but it's the end of the first quarter. Golden State's up 44-28, and Klay Thompson has 22 points.
Oh my.
So I think he found his stride a little bit.
Dude, that team's so filthy.
Curry with 9, Durant with 7. Yeah, that team's something else.
It honestly upsets me.
you think they're doing bad, and then Klay comes out and scores 22 in the first quarter.
The NBA right now is upsetting me. Just the way it's constructed.
Do you think it's no defense? That's like why these games are so high scoring,
it's no
or
defense,
it's the better shooters?
It's more high paced.
It's a different game, man.
So different.
I like the game though. I like the fast moving game. It keeps you involved.
I do, to a point. And when defense becomes irrelevant, like watching games now, I don't see like average plays, like taking charges, that's rare now.
Yeah.
I used to see those almost every game.
Doesn't happen.
Very
like,
rare. That's just like an effort thing on defense that's like, oh, like we'll
take
just let them have
stab,
the right? Yeah, we'll let them have the layup and then we'll go run up and down the court and try to score.
Yeah.
Like,
but why not try and take a charge? They don't
yeah,
want to foul
yeah.
out, you know?
Something like that. Rim protection's definitely falling off. And I mean, perimeter defense is up, but people are shooting so well it doesn't even matter. You know? It really doesn't matter.
You know who's also shooting really well is Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
He's second in the league in points.
Portland needs to make a big move or they're going to lose Dame. Because, like, that guy's an absolute baller and he has McCollum. But
he has yet to make it out of the first round.
Yeah, he needs some help over there. He needs some help. I would love Anthony Davis. Problem is, like, no one wants to go to Portland, but, like, Jimmy Butler or Anthony Davis going out there.
Dude, Anthony Davis has a big decision to make. Wherever he goes, they're going to be a top. It's going to be a top three team.
Well, the talks are the Lakers and the Celtics for Anthony Davis. Or he's in New Orleans.
You know, he's a pretty humble guy. You know, he could easily stay in New Orleans just to get the money. But
yeah.
He can get the money anywhere he goes.
Yeah, I would love to see him with LeBron or with Kyrie on one of those teams. Filthy.
Insane.
But then here's the thing. So if KD leaves and AD goes teams up with LeBron.
What if KD and AD teamed up?
And they were like New York or Miami?
Yeah.
That's like there's talks. I don't know.
Miami, that'd be cool.
Next offseason so far. That's so much.
Gosh,
gonna
be so excited for this next offseason.
Alright, keeping it going here though. So the NFL this past weekend. How do you feel about these Rams being 8-0? What are you thinking?
They're solid, man. And they don't even have, like, their best defense out there right now. Like, two of the best corners are hurt, you know? Key Talib's out. He's been out for what? He's been out for a couple weeks, and their defense is still solid. Not so much fantasy-wise, which is killing me. But, yeah, I'm 1-7 in fantasy.
Yeah, Matt's not good at this fantasy.
Yeah, I'm not doing so well. But, hey, I might be in Sam Del Rio this week. So I might be on a 2-game win streak.
No, not really.
Anyways, I am buying the Rams. Jared Goff is a machine. Todd Gurley is also a machine. And those I think their wide receiver crew is like one of the best in the NFL.
Do you think anyone in the NFC is a match? I mean, Saints are pretty good this year.
Saints could easily do it. Saints could beat them.
They're one loss early
Saints
on
just
to
beat
the Bucks.
Minnesota. In Minnesota. That's a huge game.
Yeah.
They beat by 10.
Saints is very possible. I mean, the rest of the NFC, I don't really see anyone really
a
push.
No. Arizona, San Francisco, not happening. That is a no-go. San Francisco 1-7. I'm sorry, Jimmy G.
You're not going to like this, but your Bears aren't going to do much in the playoffs, buddy.
Hey, we are.
If they make it, they're not going to do much.
We're tied for first, though.
Yeah.
We got another win this week against the Jets.
Against the Jets.
Hey, we'll take it. We'll take it. I think play Buffalo next week. Hey, we're looking for another win streak again.
Hey, you know who had a good week on Thursday? My boy, Deshaun Watson.
He is looking good. He's looking like the Clemson Deshaun Watson again.
Yeah, good for him. Getting rhythm back after the injury.
He needed that. I think he threw 5 TDs.
Yeah.
He had more TDs than he did like completions or something.
Incompletions. More TDs than incompletions.
That was insane. What, 16 for 20 with 5 TDs.
Yeah. Good on him.
Fantasy team?
I don't have him on fantasy team.
Damn, the Saints are 6-1.
I have him in my heart.
You know, the Saints are 6-1?
I did know the Saints are 6-1. The one loss, was against the Bucks, and it's kind of just.
The Bucks. Was it the Bucks?
Bucks, yeah. Buccaneers.
Oh, the Bucks.
Yeah.
My bad. The Bucks, the first.
It was like 48-40.
Oh my
remember?
Gosh. That was awful.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Dude, he's back this week. He's
what?
Back. Yeah, week 9 starter. They named him.
They're done with Jameis Winston again?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He had like 10 interceptions in like three or four games. I forgot what it was.
What's Winston going to do?
Ah.
He's a good quarterback.
Good's a big term. I mean,
he's good. He's good enough to be
in the
NFL.
Is he better than Eli Manning? Yeah.
Oh, that's not hard to do.
But like
Eli Manning does have 2 rings, though.
Yeah. Let's not get in that. Let's not get in that.
Wow. So both Bay Area football teams only have 1 win. It's pretty sad. Good thing I don't like either of them.
Yeah, we get it.
But Kansas City rolling again. Had a nice win against Denver.
I'm really disappointed in Philly. I thought Philly was going to be better.
They did win this week.
Yeah, but just coming off.
Washington's leading that division. How about that?
Yeah, my boy Adrian Peterson's still balling out.
Yeah, oldest player to have a 60-yard TD run.
Good on him. Did you see him towards the end of it, though? He slowed down so much. The last 20 yards of the run, he was like,
he's dead.
But he made it. I mean,
he's a beast.
Probably ran it faster than I could, but still.
Oh my gosh, he's probably flying.
Yeah, I don't know. NFL is looking good. NBA is looking good. MLB is over.
That's kind of sad.
I'm going to give you 3 big questions to end the show.
Got it.
Okay.
What do you got?
Brady versus Rodgers. Who wins the game? Why? Then I want a Super Bowl prediction of 2 teams.
Okay.
And then I want who wins your MLB MVPs for AL and NL. Is that just announced soon?
All right. I'm going to start
one from each sport, though.
One from each sport.
Yeah. That was. I'm saying, that was a question from each sport. You get me?
Yeah.
The 3 major sports we covered.
What was the second question?
We'll get there. Answer the first question.
Yeah. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, going with the GOAT.
So, Aaron Rodgers is going to win that game.
No, Tom Brady. So, I don't know. Just the Patriots offense right now is killer with Gronk. You know, they're and James White coming out of nowhere, being the great running back he is now. His fantasy points, he's scoring at least like 15
he's
to 20.
He's a running back, I say in quotes, because I mean
a
lot of receptions. A
lot of receptions.
But yeah, he's still a back.
Still in the backfield.
Yeah, he's playing real well. Brady's using him very well. I mean Belichick, I should say, Belichick on set.
Yeah.
But
Josh Gordon,
too bad.
Playing all right.
Aaron Rodgers is gonna show up. He's gonna give him the discount.
I think Aaron
discount double check.
Discount double check.
And Brady's gonna be double checking the scoreboard when they lose.
That's my prediction. I think Aaron Rodgers is heated after this loss against the Rams. I mean, the Rams are a good football team. They went in LA and they lost by 2. So that says a lot. They also
should have lost by 8, but Todd Gurley decided not to run in a touchdown, which probably pissed off a lot of fantasy orders.
Yeah, didn't hurt me, though.
Not me, but whoever was at Todd Gurley, it was actually Beans. But Brady's got so many records, man. So many.
Yeah, but he's 41 now. You can't go over his record. And he's a system quarterback. And not saying that.
You're saying that he's not good?
I'm not saying he's not good. I'm saying he's a very
good. He doesn't
good.
Have 15 division titles?
You know who I want to compare him to? Tim Duncan. He's a very good player in a very good system, so it makes him seem more elite than he already is.
Mm-hmm.
So Tim Duncan...
He got 5 Super Bowl wins, too.
Yeah, Tim Duncan got 5 rings.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many MVPs?
I think he had 2, yeah. If I'm...
Tom Brady had 4. But, correctly. Again, we're comparing Aaron Rodgers to Tom Brady.
Yeah, and
Tom Brady, GOAT. GOAT always wins.
I think Brady's in a great system. However... System's getting old. He's getting old. Aaron Rodgers.
I do agree that he's getting old.
Aaron Rodgers in his prime, he's going to show up and he's going to show him what's good.
Or he'll just not be able to get on the field with 2 minutes left in time. All right,
we'll talk about that again next Tuesday. Next question.
Got it.
Okay, this is back to that. Oh, wait, no, this was not all 3 sports. Second was Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out where you went all 3 sports.
Yeah,
Super Bowl.
I don't know what I'm thinking there. Super Bowl, 2 teams, go.
All right. So. I'm not going to be biased here in any way. I'm going to – I think that these teams will actually make it.
I swear to God, you tell me the Bears.
I'm not. I think that – oh, man. I really want to go with – I'm going to go with Kansas City.
All right. That's respectable.
And the AFC. The NFC.
What about the GOAT always wins? Whatever happened to that one?
Well, no, the GOAT always wins against other people. But again,
there's still people.
I know, but I'm tired of seeing the Patriots in the.
Yeah, I am as well. I am as well.
The GOAT does always win, though. So we'll see.
All right, NFC. Who's.
They are people.
Who's going to NFC?
I'm taking a bold claim here. I'm going with the Saints.
Wow.
I think the Saints.
Wow.
We're going to have a Saints, Kansas City. Super Bowl, baby.
You just want a light sunset on Wednesday,
don't you? No, I think the Saints are solid. I mean, the Saints are rolling right now.
They're rolling.
Drew Brees having an MVP season. I think it's his turn to get the MVP.
So I agree with the Chiefs just because I don't want to see the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Who else? I mean, you know, Pittsburgh could do it.
Pittsburgh won't do it.
I don't think so.
I mean, James Conner's been playing exceptionally well, though.
You know, it would be cool to see the Bengals make the Super Bowl.
That's so far out. You should have said the Bears. I'm taking and the Rams and NFC. You really think? I mean, Saints are good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, backfield's pretty.
The Rams
filthy.
Have no playoff experience whatsoever. Do you think Jared Goff's got any playoff experience? Not really.
Watch.
Very little.
Watch.
Drew Brees.
Watch.
Good amount of it.
Watch.
Watch.
It's going to happen.
Watch. We'll watch.
Speak it into existence.
1 month. Actually.
Just like when the Yankees won the World Series and I spoke it into existence. I'm in denial.
The Yankees did not win the World Series.
I'm in denial, Matt. Let me be.
They weren't even close.
Right. Speaking of, third question.
Okay.
AL MVP, NL MVP.
AL, Mookie Betts. Easy.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I'd say it, but guy looked Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays-esque this year.
And just so exciting to watch.
Yeah,
he always just having fun with
both sides of the ball. I can't argue with it.
Yeah, I think he killed it.
And 100%. NL MVP.
That's a tough one.
Everyone's saying Yelich.
But is it Yelich?
Yeah, I'm not a big believer either. He had a really good second half.
I mean, he did have 36 home runs and 110 RBIs while batting .326. Dude, that's a
It's a season. Don't get me wrong. Like, he played
at
well.
At the age of 26.
Played well. I don't know if I'm a believer.
I'm not a big believer.
You know who I kind of want to see? I don't think it's possible. DeGrom. I want DeGrom to win that MVP.
Why not?
I mean, if the Mets would have had a good season, he would have been in the discussion.
But
they did not.
I could.
RIP.
I mean, could you see Nolan Arenado winning it?
Yeah. I mean, he did put the Rockies on the map this year. But, I mean, so did Yelich.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I think Yelich will win it. I don't know.
I think he'll win it just because of this dude. His stats are better than anyone else in the NL.
And he had a lot of hype the second half of the season. Yeah. So a lot of second half voters out there.
Yeah. So, Kristen Yelich, Mookie Betts.
Yeah, I'll agree
on that one.
I'll agree. However, Rodgers is going to win on Sunday, and I'm going to say, young quarterback showdown of Mahomes and Goff in the Super Bowl. And I'm actually,
when do they match? When do they match up?
I don't know if they do. Oh, they should. Right? I'm gonna say Chiefs. Chiefs won the Super Bowl. How do you like that for a claim?
New Orleans wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they do. Week 11. Upcoming November 19th.
That's gonna be a big
in LA.
Oh, you think Mahomes goes in there and beats down the Rams?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the best defense he'll be facing.
That's going to be their first loss of the season. That's what's going to happen. I mean, if they gave up 27 to Green Bay, who's not bad. I mean, don't get me wrong, they have Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has zero help on that team. So
the Packers?
Yeah.
He's got a couple of good receivers.
Yeah, but I think what Mahomes can do will be a lot more than 27.
Yes. I agree. I think he's going to put up like 30 maybe a low 40s.
Yeah. We'll see.
Maybe 5 TDs.
Week 11. Maybe 6. Who knows?
That'd be crazy.
Showtime at home.
7?
All right. Settle down.
Hey, it's Trubisky almost did it. Anyone can do it.
Oh, God. All
right.
Well,
he is playing real good right now. You cannot even deny that. His last 3 games.
So this is where we're going to end the show.
33-23.
This is where we're going to end the show.
You don't even want to talk.
I don't want to talk about Trubisky.
He's playing good ball.
We're back. We'll be back weekly. We'll have...
Gosh, Ben's just not listening.
Yeah, I'm ignoring Matt for the rest of the... I'm not even going to let him finish it. This is WCBG broadcasting from Wagner College in New York City. WCBG, small college, big voice.
I said it first.
Have a good one.
Good night, everybody.